And this week is a huge week for soccer and the story that won't end, FIFA. The World Soccer Governing Body is holding two elections tomorrow. One will determine who the organization's next president is. The other may actually be more important. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And talk about that election. The special FIFA Congress, 207 eligible FIFA members will vote on a package of reforms. What kind of changes?
Well, they're talking about things like term limits, 12-year term limits for senior officials, and replacing the executive committee with a new FIFA council. Will that mean swapping in some old band of sportocrats for a new band? Maybe, but maybe in the interim, a little sunlight will appear. They need 75% of the voting members. So these include every federation, tiny countries, not even countries, but, you know, principalities are given the vote. And you're right that the head of the FA, which is the English Soccer League, and top officials say that the reforms are as important as the president, because without the reforms, what is the president going to be? The president of an organization that is in bad need of reform and can't reform itself, can't even do these things that are more than cosmetic, but, you know, would certainly not be a huge sea change in the fundamentals of FIFA.
Well, outgoing president Sepp Blatter just had his suspension from all soccer-related activities upheld by FIFA's appeals committee. So just for people who are just looking up and saying, soccer, something happened bad, just remind people, you know, how bad it was.
Well, there are 25 officials still facing criminal charges in the United States, and we hear reports again and again that criminal charges are being worked up against Sepp Blatter. But and then, of course, the awarding of some of the World Cup games has come under scrutiny, and rightly so, I think. There's a lot of money changing hands. Looks like there are people who will be going to jail. And it should also be reported that Sepp Blatter's suspension was reduced from 8 years to six.
Oh, well, there's that. Well, but this week, FIFA is also opening a $140 million museum in Zurich. The timing is odd, but
not for FIFA. They're a pretty grand opinion of themselves. Sepp Blatter commissioned a movie that was hagiographic a couple years ago.
He's sort of like, hey, look over here at this shiny new museum, and not at our, you know, vote on reforms. But, you know, it's the fans around the world are so passionate. You know, will they flock to the museum nonetheless? Is this just something they're waiting to blow over?
Well, I think that they will flock to the World Cup. What FIFA does is they use the world sport as a shield. They use it as an excuse, and sometimes they use it as all too often as a way in to enrich themselves. So I guess if you're in Zurich and it's warm and it's not snow season, then yeah, why not go to the FIFA Museum? I mean, people go, this will be, I suppose, a sort of Hall of Fame of soccer and not only a pay-on to the organization itself. But also FIFA has so much money. Blowing some of it on a museum doesn't seem like the best use of funds, but it's probably better than all the expensive dinners and accommodations they usually blow it on.
But how do you really feel? Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst, who also hosts the daily podcast at Gist at Slate.com. Thanks, as always.
You're welcome.